today's edition of Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. I'll tell you what, all that half-priced Easter candy I bought this week, talk about a sugar high. Hey, so good to spend some time with you on our Sunday together this April the 8th, 2018. My name is Joey Kroll. If you're not too familiar with the program, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, I see you being blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way. Music from Chris August, also Twyla Paris. Right now, to lead things off, it's a favorite. It's In Christ Alone, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Or cause we hold, yeah, here in the
Friend, I pray that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 4, he says, "Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Remember the days before these dishwashers that we had, where you actually had to wash the dishes? Remember those days? Well, a dinner plate left out overnight will be hard to clean in the morning. An alternative to scrubbing is soaking the dish in hot water and dishwashing liquid. Letting a dish abide in the solution will allow a hard cleaning job to become a whole lot easier. And this is what abiding does, friend, for the believer. We are much easier to clean when we've been hanging out in the right environment, also known as his presence. See, religion says scrape off the dirt. It tells us to apply some elbow grease to fix a problem. Relationship says soak. So, friend, I encourage you today, as we begin a brand new week tomorrow, to abide and soak in his presence.
Abide in me, abide in me. Send your Holy Spirit, come and abide in me. Whatever it takes, create in me the space. Make my heart a place designed for thee, Lord. Come and abide in me. Abide in me. Abide in me. Spirit of truth, come and abide in me. You came to compensate. Now the price has all been paid. With the life you freely gave at Calvary, Lord, come and abide in me. Seas could be raging, but I'll into you home, Lord, I give, giving you the space, breaking down the walls, and calling this your place. I confess I've been living for the Jesus.
come and abide in me. Seas could be raging, but I'll overcome. And wars could be waging, but I'll overcome. No, I won't be shaken if I know you're the one that's turned my heart to you home. Raise me from my grave, Lord. Break the stone. I'm giving you my heart to call your own. Come and abide in me.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Rest in the arms.
Yes, he does.
That's right, we are lifting up Jesus right here on our Sunday, Friday. I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. I love this quote from Dr. David Jeremiah, who's just a wonderful Bible teacher, by the way. He says, "We are reflectors, and as reflectors, we have one duty, and that is to stay clean, or we won't reflect Jesus."
Take it.
That's right. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship today. Joey Kroll spending some time with you. I got my cup of coffee here. Got God's Word, and I'm spending some time with you. Just a great way to start the day. And, you know, the story's been told of a Navy captain who was sailing and came upon a big light. He thought it was a ship coming toward him. And he was the highest ranking officer in the U.S. Navy at this particular time. So he got on the big bullhorn and said to the ship behind the light, and he said, "Move 10 degrees south or we're going to crash." And it said, "I shall not move. You move 10 degrees north so you don't crash." And the captain was getting irritated. He said, "Don't you know who I am? I'm a captain in the United States Navy. I say you move 10 degrees south so we do not crash." And the voice came back, "I shall not move. You move 10 degrees north so you don't crash." And the captain got so mad, he says, "Did you hear me say that I am a captain in the United States Navy?" And the voice came back and said, "Yes, but I am the lighthouse." Friend, the Word of God must be the authority for the life of the disciple who is living with a kingdom perspective.
We will worship Him in righteousness.
Yeah, Twyla Paris, a classic right there, and we will glorify right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Yeah, here we are just really flying by here in the month of April. It's already April 8th. And as we continue on here this month, would you remember us with a gift of support? We are listener supported here at Great News Radio, and we depend. You are the financial backbone of this ministry. We depend on you. Would you consider sending in a special gift of support? Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or if it's easier for you, you can give online. That's really how we do it in our household. It's greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. And click on the tab there on the right-hand side, the little button there that says Donate. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.